This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Protests continue across the country as federal and state lawmakers draft proposals to combat the abuse of force against Americans, particularly African Americans. In the U.S. state of California, two Democratic lawmakers have called for the Attorney General to investigate the fatal shooting of a young man by a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy. The two lawmakers say in a statement there's a need for an independent investigation into the death of 18-year-old Andres Guardado so the public will trust the findings. No reply as of yet to messages sent to authorities seeking comment. Several hundred people gathered Sunday to protest the shooting. A New York City police officer has now been suspended without pay after he was recorded putting his arm around a man's neck in what the police commissioner called an, quote, apparent chokehold, end quote. The department's action came swiftly, just hours after the morning confrontation on a beach boardwalk in Queens. The American Museum of Natural History is removing a statue of Theodore Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man on either side. After objections, it symbolizes colonial expansion and racial discrimination. The museum's president tells the New York Times the decision to remove the bronze statue comes amid the movement for racial justice following the killing of George Floyd. He's the African-American man whose death while in police custody sparked international protests. France's human rights auditor said Monday authorities need to take measures to halt racial discrimination that has become a systemic element of French society, requiring an ambitious public policy response. The report comes as France has seen a series of rallies against racism in the wake of the Black Lives Matter protest in the United States, ignited by Floyd's death. This is VOA News.